Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, 9 to 10, WBT, 1110, 99.3, getting all the stuff in today.
I'm glad you know all the credentials.
Hey, man, your microphone cover matches your shirt.
It's purple.
You got a little purple on that Patagonia.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I just came back from the mountains.
There you
go.
You look
Patagonia
like you've been,
world.
You look like you've been mountaining. A little bit. You got the windburn face.
Yeah.
You can always tell.
I just got back from an adventure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We missed our flight, and me and Ford had to stick it out.
In the Dallas airport.
He drank a large...
cappuccino?
Iced coffee. Whatever that is. I will admit, I'm 45, almost 46. Never in my life have I had an iced coffee.
I don't know if I have either, honestly.
I've never had a cold coffee on purpose.
Just kind of come in and it was cold.
Sometimes it's been a few minutes and I take a sip. I'm like, woohoo, it is terrible.
But you power through.
I don't know. Cold coffee might get thrown on the sidewalk.
Hold on. You got stuck. I have also been stuck overnight in the Dallas airport, but I would like to hear your story.
But we had to get our girls back. So Reagan and I had a business trip.
Yep. Sure. Got it.
And Sean was there.
Our guest,
and, it was great. And based around some snow skiing out in Telluride. Wonderful business fellowship and learning. Education is great. And then only because I'm married to Reagan and she likes to spend my money, she said, why don't we fly the kids out here at the tail end and stay a couple extra days? So we did. Knox didn't make the cut. He's getting close to the cut line, though.
I hear you.
I mean, just bring on another 1,000. Isn't that boat?
Let's boat bust out another 1,000.
I think it's bust out another 10,000. I don't know how
skiing,
that works.
Skiing, yeah, it's pricey.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Start adding them little tykes. But anyway, the kids came out. We had a good time. A couple of days. Had never been out west. Coming back. Flight delayed. Girls got their first soccer game tonight. All three girls playing varsity. Piper's in the 7th grade. I'm bragging on Piper going to start varsity.
What?
Yeah. What you think about that, TJ?
So, wait a minute. They'll all three be on the field at the same time?
Maybe.
That's
I don't
cool.
know if they're all starting.
Got it.
But Piper, 7th grader, they asked her to play up. And Reagan's like, hey, we're down with playing up. It actually makes it a lot more convenient for our family. We don't have to go opposite places and stuff. But is she going to get to play? We don't want her to play up and not play.
No, I gotcha.
They said, she's going to start. So that's pretty cool.
Dude, that's incredible. In 7th grade, like, let's rewind.
So she will have 6 years.
Of varsity.
She can't leave high school early, I don't think. maybe you can, but you're not if you're
I might need to throw her some kind of scholarship getting 6 years of athletics out of her. I don't know.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But, that's pretty cool. So what time's the game?
It's at 5:30, but I have a business dinner.
5:30.
So I won't be there.
Oh, you're going to miss it.
I'm missing their first game. And I didn't know about this game until we were doing calendar yesterday. I don't think Reagan found out about the game until like 3 or 4 days ago, which is great. We want more games, build in some games, coach. But I had put this dinner on my calendar 3 weeks ago, thinking I might just be a little tired.
I'll make you feel better. Sometimes Scarlett, for the things that she does, doesn't want me there for the first one because she wants to get the butterflies out and then wants me to come for the second one. Here's an example. So she's got an ice skating singles thing in Atlanta. I invited my parents, and she's like, that's like extra pressure. So maybe I should have waited
for
the second
parents.
One.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
She wants to get her routine right before she starts showing it off to other, you know,
I want to go. We need
I know
to invite
you
me. Did she ever do it locally?
Yeah. I think there's one in April.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We're usually,
invite us.
We just,
whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. We came in hot from Hershey, Pennsylvania last night.
Oh, wow.
You ever been there before?
No.
Dude,
Sean,
it's
Sean
awesome.
Bowes over here, our guest today.
Is he the speaker guy?
I don't think he is.
Please don't beat me up. No, it was a wonderful town. Really cool place. I mean, obviously Hershey Chocolate was founded there.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's kind of like Kohler, Hershey's
Kohler, Wisconsin. Okay. It's kind of like they built the whole town around the chocolate factory. It's really cool.
I've been to Kohler.
I have not, but I heard it's pretty
I have been.
Same type of situation.
They got some nice golf courses up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of up there in the Canadian. Is it Canada? It's in
Wisconsin. You know,
but it's near the Canadian border, right? I think.
I don't know. We'll just go with it.
Sean, our guest today, is over here laughing. He's from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Do know that.
The UP.
As green as I try to be on our guest, actually, I know a lot of our guests really well.
Yeah.
But he's from that region of the United States.
Well, it sounds like he's in a similar business, or he's in the construction field in one aspect or another. Hopefully I'm getting that right. He's not in the speaker business that I'm aware. Spelled a little bit different. He puts the E before the S instead of the S before.
Really?
Yeah, evidently.
You kidding me? That's crazy.
This is the point where I think most of our guests are like, gosh, should I have done this?
TJ. TJ's wearing his Georgia Bulldog sweatshirt.
Yep.
I'm starting to think that's all you own. You know, so I got a story. So when I was in the third grade, fourth grade, all I 100% ever wore was North Carolina Tar Heel, Carolina Blue sweatshirts and T-shirts from Roses in Belmont. Okay, that's all I ever wore.
Oh, yeah, Roses, great.
And my dad would say, son, you ever thought about wearing a collared shirt or something? Like, we'll get you nights in a round table or something, a little polo. I said, leave me alone. I am Tar Heel for life. And then
it worked out.
I got older. I was like, Dad, I ought to go to NC State. He said, hey. He said, buddy, I watched you wear that Carolina blue your whole life. You going to Carolina.
Good thing you had the grades to back it up, right?
I got in. I was lucky. I had already gotten in before he said
something. Sean Bowes will be our guest coming up next on
Tyler Reddy.
All
right, you're listening to At Home with Roby. Sean Bowes, here we go.
Welcome back, At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Always can go back, check our podcasts out anywhere podcasts are found, or you can just stay on here. WBT.
I'll tell you one thing.
Tell me.
Sarah Strahals, the Roby out marketing
social media,
PR,
yeah,
social
yeah,
media,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She is doing a wonderful job. I'm getting my buddies are sending me videos from Instagram on projects we're doing, and I'm in.
Well, she is. Well, while we're on the subject of giving Sarah some kudos, I just had a meeting with an architect friend of ours, Jack Osso, who's been on the show, and
yep.
He has been paid notice to our social media prowess and was really complimentary. So good job, Sarah and team and Vanessa.
It is a great job, and Vanessa.
Yep.
And Christian, as always.
Got to give the boss lady some credit.
So I wonder, Sean, have you been following us on social media?
I will starting today. That's my homework.
Good answer, man. Oh, gosh. So, Sean, if you missed it from the first segment, you are – I want to hear more about it. You're from the UP.
Upper Peninsula, Michigan, yes.
It gets a little chilly up there.
Yep, the wife and I both grew up there and – through college and military service, kind of stumbled into Charlotte about 12 years ago, and I've been here since and enjoying it.
How long have you been married?
Man, put me on the spot. The wife's going to be listening to this.
I mean, we're going 15 years, 20
years? Yeah, about
years?
15,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And so you were born in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah, not to confuse things too much, but I was born in Seattle.
Now, wow.
Ohio. My dad was a doctor and finally landed, but Upper Peninsula, both the wife and I, from elementary school on through high school.
That's your really dad cool. Was a doctor?
Yes, sir.
So he would travel because of his occupation?
Yeah, he was in residency in Seattle when I was there. And
got
it. He did a family practice in Ohio, and then he did orthopedics in Michigan, and that's kind of where we stayed. So
really?
Stumbled into it and stumbled out of the UP, but great place to grow up, beautiful.
So you grew up in the UP, and then you joined the military?
Yeah, you know, 08, had a job lined up in Phoenix and with a good company, and always felt like serving the country would be something fun to do, so did that for 4 years and took the wife with me, made her move from, she was a pastry chef at the time in Manhattan, so I made her move from Manhattan to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, which is little bit of a culture shock, but she's been a trooper and stuck with me through it, so that's good.
Goodness.
What branch were you in the military in? I sound like you might have gone to college in between high school and the military.
Yeah, so high school, University of Michigan, go Blue. Had a good, nice football season here. And then military, and then Charlotte.
What branch were you in?
U.S. Army.
Okay, I'm sorry. You may have mentioned that.
No, God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for serving our country.
An honor to serve, and you know, it's good to give something back. This country has been very good to my family. And
But you went as an elitist, right, because you had that college degree. I know how it is.
I went to enlisted basic training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, but, yeah, I went to an officer candidate school, and then, as they call it, a shake-and-bake second lieutenant. 6 months later, so.
Hold on, you got to explain shake and bake. Like Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton Jr.?
Something like that. I think that's a somewhat derogatory term for folks who go through officer candidate school.
All right, we'll leave that alone.
There's three ways to get commissioned. Well, four ways. You get direct commissioned, which is uncommon. You go through West Point, Annapolis, which is a great way to get commissioned. ROTC is the most common route for folks to get a commission, and then I went through OCS, which, as you can imagine, in 08, there was a need for that. So that's how I joined and was fortunate to do so.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for serving.
Appreciate it.
So you served 4 years in the Army, then what?
Yeah, so you don't really know much about anything except for the military when you get out, and used the service to help find a job, and it was between here and San Jose, and the wife and I kind of flipped a coin, ended up in Charlotte in 2012, and we've been here ever since.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think you picked the right spot based on your time frame. San Jose, they were really having a hard time out there in 08, 09, that time frame.
Yeah. So, no, we love it. This is home now. Got a five-year-old daughter, dog, house, the whole thing, and we enjoy Charlotte quite a bit.
So you're here to stay?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Till you guys run me out, which
I don't know. I think you fit in pretty good. You're all right.
Yeah, seems like a pretty easy going guy here.
You told me, you said the one diehard thing you are is a Michigan fan.
Oh, yeah, Michigan football.
You said, but I like the Panthers and the Tar Heels I kind of know a little bit about.
Have you ever, speaking of a wonderful town, this figure skating thing has taken us all kinds of places. We had a tournament in Ann Arbor.
I've never been there.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's a great campus. I mean, just a nice, cool city. And, I mean, the big house is... That's something special. I'm a Clemson guy, and I'll give you that. It's pretty sweet. A giant M when you come up that hill.
I'm gonna tell you this,
impressive.
Sean. Next week you won't be here, and he won't be. He'll take back what he said.
That was cool. Okay. I mean, I was just glad to see Georgia finally not win one. TJ.
Why do y'all harbor so much angst?
I don't know.
And you and I have a bone to pick with each other because we recorded the show of Carolina, UNC, Clemson basketball prior to the game, and then the show aired after the game, and y'all beat the socks off of us.
Well, you know, that's the frustrating thing about college basketball, and then we go blow a lead to NC State on Saturday night and lose. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
You know, long season for these young folks.
It's all about how you peak at the end in college basketball.
It really is. I mean, and don't lose in football.
Well, we can't lose a football, right? Unless you're Georgia, you can lose like three times and still make the playoffs. But just kidding, TJ. So, Sean, you got here at 08. Tell us kind of what happened between 08 and now.
Yeah, so military 08.
12.
Yeah, played 12. Here at 12.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, been here since 2012, worked in manufacturing here. So, we've got a company here in town called Celgard that does lithium-ion battery separators.
Sure.
Great company. They've got facilities down near Carowinds as well as up in Concord. So I worked in their Concord facility for 3 years doing industrial engineering, production management type stuff. Left to go get an MBA up at the University of Virginia. Came back here to do some management consulting. And then about 7 years ago, fell into the construction industry. So current company, Tile Ready, where we make shower waterproofing systems, fell into that about 7 years ago and been there ever since and really enjoying it.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about Tile Ready. I mean, I'm familiar with it a little bit, but I mean, what you make shower systems. Explain that.
Yeah, so if you have a tiled shower, you have to have something that sits underneath that shower that slopes it, right? You don't want the water getting out. And is going to make sure that the water can't get around the edges too, right? So the last thing you want is either pooling water or a leak. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. The traditional way of waterproofing a tiled shower is what's called a mud bed. Mm-hmm. It's a great system. It's what's been around forever. But I think, and I've listened to the show, like other industries, right? The issue is skilled labor is becoming increasingly more scarce, more expensive, and less skilled. And so what our product does is solves for that by being the easiest to install, fastest to install solution on the market. So, you know, we are here to help the tile trade continue to be as prolific as they've been, you know, through the history of this country. We feel like, you know, we want to be a friend of the trade. And so we want to do something that's easy to install that they can take pride in. And, yeah, we make it in Elkhart, Indiana, just outside of South Bend.
Sure.
And we got our corporate headquarters here in Charlotte. And, you know, we're on a mission to save the showers. And so we do that by making our system and spreading the word, which we've been in business 25 years. And we're really excited about everything we've got going on in terms of R&D and continuing to serve the construction industry.
Where do you sell your product?
Yeah, so we sell a third of our products through distribution,
yeah.
E-com distribution. So you can find it on Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Amazon. We sell a third through our own web store, so you can go to TileReady.com and buy, you know, over 200 stocking sizes, and we'll make custom units as well. And then we do about a third of our business direct with developers, GCs, and the trades and multifamily.
I was about to say multifamily probably be huge for you. Okay.
Yep. So we like the Graystar is doing a project right now. Crossmore Fuel Pizza used to be in South End.
Yeah, sure.
We're on that tower. We're in the Loso station.
Yep.
Basically high-end residential work or hospitality work where labor savings and being leak-proof is valuable. That's where we play.
How tall is your pan?
Well, from the splash wall dimension?
Yeah.
It depends on the size, but about 5 inches. So what we do that I think is different than a lot of other systems, not to get too technical, but we embed the splash wall. So every other system, whether you're talking about a mud bed or what we call puzzle piece systems, which are these foam systems that are very prolific in the market.
Like Sterling, Vicryl, kind of things like that? Or
Yeah. What we try and do as much of the waterproofing inside of the factory as possible to take the airproof, you know, the opportunity to make a mistake in the field. We want to reduce that as much as possible. So, yeah, it's about a 5-inch tall fixture, and that's what we do.
All right, Sean, I want to learn a little bit more about this because I am learning, and also like to hear about your philosophies. Will you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean Bowes, Tile Ready. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services on Twin Haven for the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last couple of segments, hit us up on our podcast. Check it out anywhere podcasts are found. I can't say that word. We got Sean Bowes, Trent. He doesn't make
tile ready.
Not speakers. Tile ready.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We can't get down this boondoggle of construction tech.
Yep.
But it is interesting. You help the what'd you say during the break? I think you said that there's not bad systems if it's something been in place for a long time. We do a lot of mud pans at Roby. You said it's bad installs. I think there's a lot of truth to that, 100%. So this gives you something to put in, and you said also that the same day you can go from the waterproofing agent of the shower to tile.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's a big differentiator if you're trying to get out of a house as quickly as possible, you know, if you're doing single-family home renovation.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, custom residential doesn't – you're supposed to take more time. That's when that's when you really earn your value. Now, I'm being facetious.
We'll slice the pan up for you and make it more complicated if it helps you take more
glue,
time.
Got to glue it back together.
I don't know. I know sitting where I sit, we always want to get it done as fast as possible, and our project managers at Roby and our superintendents – but I don't know if everybody always feels that way in the residential side. I will say in the commercial side, it is known that time value money. You know, you got a business to operate.
That's right. You got to get open to create the revenue, sure.
So I like that aspect, and I think it needs to even be labeled more on the residential side. I mean, we do it as fast as we can, but from all aspects. So, Sean, you said you moved to Charlotte in 2012. You were telling me walking in that you live like 6 different locations in Charlotte?
We have, yeah. We've been all over University, Wesley Heights, Noda, Plaza Midwood, and we live in Chantilly now. So we've done a pretty full tour. We just haven't been south yet.
Well, it shows you how dumb I am. I think Plaza Midwood and Chantilly are the same.
Very close, yeah. You cross under Independence,
am I
all
wrong?
Changes.
What's the line there, buddy?
They're pretty similar, yeah.
So why have you lived in six different geographical locations? You're not happy? You moved?
So we moved here. We're in corporate housing and university. Then we bought a house in Plaza Midwood. Then we moved to Indiana for a year. So when I started with Tile Ready,
yeah,
we had a lot of transitions going on. We had just acquired our contract manufacturer. We had taken control of the manufacturing process. So you can imagine that's difficult to do remotely. So mm-hmm. moved to Indiana for a year. Moved back, rented a place in Wesley Heights, bought a place in Noda, and then recently bought a place in Chantilly, and I think we're done.
So we're recording kind of right at Wesley Heights, Westmoorhead. Yep. You didn't like it? You didn't? That's
we didn't own the house. We didn't own the house. We loved it over here.
Bought.
Yeah, we probably should have lived over here. That this is the cool area of town now.
We like it. It's fun. It's cool. We ate lunch at Legion before we came in here. Sean on our YPO trip met Phil Bushy, Legion, been on the radio a couple times.
Sure, that's cool.
For the first time, but he lives over in Chantilly, which is where the original Legion, I'm confused now. It's the Plaza Midwood Legion.
Yeah, it's right across from Chantilly. It's fine.
Hey, man, just the Independence is sort of like the border state there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you live across Independence. You live south.
South
side
Independence,
of
yep. Yeah. North is Plaza Midwood. But it's a distinction without a
learning
difference.
Learning this stuff. So how's your wife like Charlotte?
She loves it. She's, we like to do outdoor stuff, so obviously good for hiking. We back up right against one of the greenways, which I think is an underappreciated aspect of Charlotte.
Unbelievable. I think it's the best asset we've got in this city, and especially now that they're all starting to interconnect. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so she loves it, and we both travel a bit for work, so having a nice airport is pretty helpful. So
you ever go to the Whitewater Center?
We did when we were younger. We bring the little one up there for the – they do that crazy light show every Christmas. She likes that. And then, yeah, we'll go hang out on a paddleboard every – on the river. That's your river, right?
It is our river. it is the Catawba River. That is the river I live on.
Now he's going to start telling you about getting the high wakes back in the day, knocking the paddleboard off.
We had a long conversation about Sean coming and visiting the river there at
lunch. There you go.
Patrick knows the river well.
I like the river. Makes your bathing suit turn a different color.
It smells like dead catfish, you know. real muddy.
Something about it, though.
But it is addictive. And we have Crowder's Mountain and King's Mountain. You can hike in those locations, which is great. So you have a 5-year-old daughter.
That's correct.
Is she in school?
She is.
First kindergarten?
Yeah, they do pre-K, TK.
She's pre-K. Yeah. Yeah. I got a pre-K-er. He's got one more year of pre-K.
Does she go to school over there in Chantilly?
She goes to Charlotte Country Day School. So
yeah, I hear
you. Cool. Down south a bit.
Yep. We lived in that area when my daughter was born. We lived right by the Firefighter Training Center.
Oh, yeah.
And we kind of come up and hit. Back then, there used to be a bunch of apartments. Now it's like a wetlands kind of behind you guys.
Yeah, it turns out when you build something about, 15 feet below the flood zone.
It's crazy.
It doesn't age that well. So I think the city
took it over.
They tore down those apartments.
Yeah, they tore them down. They still have Doral, which is on the front, but they had some that went all the way back.
I don't. So that's right behind my house, and we got that rainstorm 6-8 weeks ago.
I got a video of it.
And that entire area was a rushing river. I can't imagine having an apartment back there.
It was nuts. In fact, I went home purposely that way. I live in Cotswold, and I went home on Monroe Road. We're doing a job for a friend called Campania right there on Monroe Road. Wanted to check that out, and I literally stopped on that bridge and just watched it for like a minute or two. That was insane.
Well, you can imagine, with my occupation being, what Tile Ready does is fights the water, right? That's our job, is to make sure the water goes where it's supposed to.
So strong.
it kind of befuddled me a little bit, made me nervous to think about an apartment complex being back there.
It was definitely there, man. I mean, it was when we lived there, that was when they kind of finally started to realize that this isn't good. And because it would flood all the time.
But that's a beautiful place to go walk. I think most people don't know it exists, but that little Chantilly wetlands area is beautiful.
So, Sean, how long has Tile Ready been in business?
So we've been in business 25 years. I would say we got our feet under us. Under the former CEO, probably about 7 or 8 years ago when he took control. And then, we've been on a journey ever since then. I think for a 25-year-old company, our brand's probably not as well known as it should be, and that's our opportunity, is to get out and spread the word.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a manufacturing facility in Indiana?
Yep, we got about 60 employees up in Indiana, great folks up there. Elkhart, Indiana is the RV capital of the world.
RV capital.
If you got a recreational vehicle, there's about an 85% chance it was made in Elkhart.
So do you have any other production facilities?
Nope, everything's made in Indiana.
I thought you said something about Mississippi.
No, that was a former life of mine.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got it. I didn't know. I just like a lot of guys from Mississippi.
No, shout out to New Albany, Mississippi. Great place to have a factory. Had a good experience there with a different company.
I hear you. So, but you're based out of Charlotte.
We are. We got our corporate headquarters here in Charlotte in Noda. So we're actually in a co-working space in Noda, keeping things lean and mean until we scale, and that's been really good to us. So yeah.
You don't really strike me as a hipster.
You know, the working in the co-working space and everybody else, it's a lot of real estate and people selling Bitcoin to each other. And, you know, they're like manufacturing and
old school. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Bitcoin is back on fire.
I'm not smart enough.
Of course you know that.
To delve into.
Of course you know that.
I look at CNBC about five times a day just to highlight 20 seconds. I check the bond market interest rate. I check oil. I check silver and gold. And I check the Dow, S&P, and Bitcoin. I can do all that in about 30 seconds.
That's you're smarter man than I am. I can't keep track of any of that stuff.
About five times a day, you know, just boom, boom.
Yeah, I do. I can't look at that stuff. I look at it, it starts going down. I bought AAPL, which you know what that is.
Is that Apple?
Going down. Yeah, it starts going
down. I didn't know that.
Goes down.
But I was just putting sounds together, letters.
I pull. Get it?
That's kind of how Ford spells. I'm like, the guy's name, Tom and Jerry, you spell it with the E. He said, Dad, he's a radish. I wanted to spell it Jari. I don't know if he was just covering his petunia or not. Hey, Sean, we're having fun. Will you stick around with us for a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right, you listen to Sean Bowes on At Home with Roby when we return.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent having a ball in here. If you missed the last few segments.
I'm having fun. I don't know about you. I'm just concerned about my own satisfaction.
Your own personal satisfaction. Well, we got Sean Bowes in here.
I mean, you were late, and then you're talking about you got to leave.
I was late, dude.
I have noticed, TJ, that Patrick has been rushed during the show. He says he's got a meeting to go to.
I was running. I ran from the parking lot, ran to the front door, ran down the hallway, and came in here, and there's just TJ.
And Sean and I weren't even here yet.
You were on time.
You were always on time, TJ. No, incorrect. You're not always on time.
It's 77 traffic. No,
Patrick and Trent and TJ all play a part in sometimes being a couple minutes tardy. But we all know our boundaries.
I think 10 minutes, you're probably all right. You go back above 10, it starts to get a little hasty in here.
Past 10? 10 minutes 10, late? 10,
yeah, that way, we're rarely 10 minutes late. Usually it's like a 2 or 3 or 4.
I mean, you sent me a text and said, while Sean and I were at lunch, said, sorry, dude, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. So I pushed it to the brink. Came in 11 minutes after.
Sean, being the military man that he is probably ready to kill us for being late all the time. He's probably on time every time.
I think he's loosened up since the military.
I think so. Yeah.
Are you in the reserves or anything?
No. I clean break. Got back from deployment and was supposed to go on another one. And the wife said, "I think this is it." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And that was it.
Can you say where you were deployed to?
Yeah, I was in Iraq for a year.
Wow.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to serve, and I got a lot out of the military. I'm very thankful for the experience.
Yeah.
So 4 years, you served one of those four in Iraq. How big of a unit were you in? I mean, how many folks were you in Iraq with?
Yeah, so when I was there, I think total troop count was probably about 60,000. My unit, which was 4th Infantry Division, the division itself, probably 15,000. And then within the group that I was with, I got down to the platoon level. There's about 16 of us. So that was kind of the group, and then moved around a bit. So a couple hundred people you get to know pretty well within the company. And, it's an interesting experience.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely.
As an American citizen born and raised generationally in this country, thank you for your service.
Appreciate it.
I mean, it's something we hold near and dear to our heart at Roby, and I think it runs through all of our folks, is we are very passionate about the military and really respect those that have served. Trent's father served. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I mean, our
lots
best
of our teammates.
Lots
yeah.
of our best and employees are former military, mm-hmm. all branches, even though my father, as a Marine, would say everybody else is kind of...
Yeah.
Sorry, my grandfather is a Marine. I get it. It's
I think
mentality.
I told somebody on our trip, it might have been with you, we were talking to a Marine Army guy. I was like, yeah, my dad, he used to give everybody a crap if they weren't a Marine, but I'll tell you, at the bottom of it, I did watch and observe and learn. If you served our country at any level, he was grateful and thought it was the coolest thing ever, and there was a bond there.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys have probably found this too, but I think you go out and you find these guys who, you know, I had the benefit of a college degree when I got out, and a bit of a bit of guidance in terms of how I was stewarded to finding a job here in Charlotte. But, you know, if you hire veterans in general and you give them a clear task purpose and you give them the space to train, you know they're going to work hard and show up on time.
Amen.
And we've had a great, great experience trying to, you know, place veterans where we can within our organization.
Is that a mantra for y'all?
I think we could all do a better job, and myself included. But no, we've really tried to put our thumb on the scale and get as many folks in, because it's beneficial for them. But I think, you know, selfishly, it works out well for the company too.
Well, and where you're geographically located is in an area known for hard work and known for people that are passionate about doing the right thing. I mean, Trent and I both have some experience with Midwesterners, and that's great. I mean, Elkhart, Indiana has all kinds of – I didn't realize it was the RV capital of the world. I know there's a copper fitting plant in Elkhart that we used to distribute out of Ferguson. But is it mainly a manufacturing town? Is that what you're known for there?
It is, and I think Elkhart is an interesting and probably a good example of you know, how – whether you're in the Midwest or in the South,
yeah.
these communities, if they rally around, you know, a manufacturing base – it creates good jobs, creates a good community, and yeah, we're very thankful. You know, people ask why the facility's there, and the real answer is inertia. It's not like there was some calculus done to put the facility there, but we've been blessed to have a good workforce up there, and we'll continue to manufacture there because it's a great place to make products, and it's a great place to hire people.
Cool. 25 years in business, I mean, that is a long time. That's how long I've been in business. Isn't that crazy? Man.
Oh, it does go by quick.
Making me feel old.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You are kind of old.
Well, Sean, I'm going to put you on the spot. This is something you might not have heard on the shows you've listened to.
Uh-oh.
What is one mantra that Sean Bowes, family and business, lives by?
You know, I think... For me, it's about balance. I think for the family, for the work, you know, I think all of us in business, you know, we want to succeed. And I think what I've found is spinning the wheels faster doesn't always do it. So whether it's in the company or with the family, I'm working on it. I think mantra is probably the wrong word. This is probably an aspiration, but balance.
Balance. Spinning the wheels faster doesn't always produce better results. Patrick took off his headset. I think he has officially checked out.
No.
Maybe for a couple months. We'll see.
Well, if my employees hear me say that, they're going to go, he doesn't, they're going to laugh at that comment. But
no,
we're working on it. It's
a work
in progress.
Yeah,
I hear
you.
Well, anything in moderation is great.
Yep.
I agree.
Anything in excess is when you get extremism, it doesn't work. whether you're trying to live by it or follow something. Thank you for being here, Sean.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face. Thanks for giving me that pointer, Patrick. Thank you for listening to the At Home with Roby Show. Have a great day.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.